Let us meet our week number 40 challenger. Please say hello to Really Honest Abe.
My fellow Americans. Yes, the Irish too. 47 years ago. Whatever the f*** that means. What is that? Seriously. 47? 48? 87? Well, why couldn't we just say 87? Well, whatever. Now's not the time to argue about it. So, 87 years ago, our forefathers,
slave owners,
brought forth on this continent a new nation conceived in liberty and dedicated that all men are created equal. Except, of course, Ron Jeremy. Patrick Ewing, and that kid from my gym class in high school, the quiet one. Remember Mary? Oh, what's his name? Big goofy-looking fella? Got the rickets in the 11th grade, something awful? Grover Terwilliger, that's it. That is it. That's it, Mary. I knew you'd remember. I never told you about Grover. Oh, yes, sir, like an apple eating a baby. No, I said it like that on purpose, meaning the familiar expression didn't do its size justice. Hello? God, Mary, sometimes you're just a snatch. My wife, everybody, Mary Todd Lincoln. What a bitch. Wouldn't even drop her maiden name for me. How about that? I mean, what kind of f***ing job does a guy gotta land to earn the respect of his own wife in this country? Seriously, it's a joke. Not to mention, and I probably don't have to tell you fellas this, but P-S-Y-C-H-O. Oh, yeah. Big time. Now, where was I? We are engaged in a great civil war, testing whether that nation or any nation so conceived and so dedicated can long endure. We are met here on a great battlefield of that war today. Gettysburg. Honestly, I don't know how you people live here. It's f***ing depressing. Well, the world will little note nor long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here. Now, can I be honest with you? I mean really honest with you? I don't even like black people. I don't. I live in the 19th century. Sue me. But what's the alternative, really? An NBA filled with boring-ass, pasty white f***s like John Havlicek? No, thank you. And how about those shorty pants? If when shooting a free throw in the fourth quarter, a fan in the third row can count your pubic hairs, your pants are too short.
Hey, get on with it up there!
Who was that? Point him out to me! Was that you, John Booth? Why, I ought to come down there and pimp slap you where you breathe. Oh, you're a real tough guy, huh? Yelling out from a mob. Well, we'll see how tough you are when your ass meets the stovepipe end of my hat. Oh, what? What are you going to do? Shoot me? You don't have the balls. Eat shit, hillbilly. Sorry about that, folks. Only takes one drunk to ruin a speech. Yeah, I'm talking to you, Booth. Oh, you're damn right. We'll see who has the last laugh. I didn't read books by candlelight till I was cross-eyed just to lose in a battle of wits with a jizzbag like you. I'll tell you that straight up. Well, anyway, I hope what I've said today gets me reelected. That's as honest as I can be. For those voting Lincoln this November, I thank you. As for the rest of you, good luck being run by the South. Yeah, I can't wait until the New York Stock Exchange is turned into a cracker barrel. That'll be a f***ing hoot. Yeah, and good luck trying to find a decent bagel in town. It's lox and biscuits from this day forward, New York. Boston, home of the famed tea party. And monster trucking tractor pulls. Sunday, Sunday, Sunday. Sweet. You think 13-year-old little white girls butcher the national anthem now Wait till you hear him sing Sweet Home Alabama before every ball game. The national bird will be changed from the eagle to the middle finger. Motown will mean we need a bigger town. Fashion will become clever ways to showcase your skull ring. Taxi drivers will be paid in sweet corn and cornbread and pie. Twin brothers and sisters can celebrate their birthdays and wedding at the same big party. Oh, excuse me. Hoedown. Yeah, it all sounds wonderful. Can't wait. You know what? On second thought, Booth, I'll be at the theater later. Why don't you come by? Take me out of my misery now. Do me a favor. Let's go, Mary, before I say something I might regret. I'm really Honest Abe, and I want to thank the American people, even the queers.